five or six begged me for them little picture frames.
They did?
Yeah, they'd come there and beg me to try to get me to sell them them little picture frames.
So you don't know what happened to all that stuff?
No.
Then you just, your children might have kept it for you. They might have it.
Well, my granddaughter that was here last week, she said that she went in there in the house before they moved tore the house down and packed up all of my things and mm-hmm. had them moved over to one of my daughters.
Mm-hmm.
But none of my children ever did tell me nothing
mm-hmm.
about the done with anything, you know,
mm-hmm.
my dishes or anything.
Mm-hmm.
My granddaughter, she was here, and she said she'd done it herself.
Mm-hmm.
She went in there herself, and I had so many flowers that people had bought for me. I had 18 big bunches of flowers, mm-hmm. plastic flowers, and she said she gathered up all of them and put them in plastic bags and
mm-hmm.
had them moved too.
Mm-hmm.
And all my electric appliances and things like that, I don't know. She said she packed them all in
mm-hmm.
boxes and had them moved
mm-hmm.
with my daughters.
Mm-hmm. So it's probably still over there. Where does this daughter live?
Here in Fort Smith.
Oh, she lives here in Fort Smith.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She's running a motel over there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, in talking about different things that you might eat, now a type of pie that would be baked like in a deep dish and you'd have like a layer of crust and then...
Cobbler pie.
Yeah, you'd make those?
Lord, yes. So I had a pan that big around that deep.
Well,
it takes it big and you know for such a big...
for that many kids. Well, I guess...
Well, we had so much fruit, you know, I'd make one of them every day and then I'd have the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a big old pan. And then, of course, they made pan pies out of apples and cherries and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And coconut pies and chocolate pies
mm-hmm.
and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because my man thought he couldn't eat without some kind of sweet stuff.
Oh, he did.
And I always loved to bake, and,
uh-huh,
and
uh-huh.
I just kept something baked all the time.
Oh, you did?
Because that's what he liked. And,
mm-hmm.
and I just... something he didn't like meat much
mm-hmm.
and so I just kept something baked all the time
mm-hmm.
so anytime he wanted anything to eat he added cookies and homemade candy and
mm-hmm.
things like
mm-hmm.
that
mm-hmm. Yeah.
And after he died I quit baking like that and I'll tell you it was hard for me to quit cooking like
that. I'm sure it was if you were used to it all that all those years.
And this me there, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cook for, I tell you, it's hard to give up all that.
Oh, I know it.
It sure was.
I'm sure it was. And you were good at it, too.
Well, I cooked so long and had such a big family to cook for, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was at home, Mama and them just had us three children, but they raised them other two boys, you know,
uh-huh.
daddy's brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, they raised them just like they did
mm-hmm.
us.
Mm-hmm.
And then Daddy, he was a big farmer, and he had a lot of work done, you know. And we had to cook for them
mm-hmm.
and everything,
mm-hmm.
until I always had to cook.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. Did you ever make... something like where you take milk and sweeten it and maybe put a little sugar in it and maybe a little nutmeg or something to pour over?
Yeah. Dip.
Dip? Oh, yeah.
Like dip to go to pie, you know,
uh-huh.
the cobbler pie.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You'd make that too?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, in talking about